Wonder, If You Really Love Me. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Coming up in the next hour, your chance to win tickets to the Genesee Theater to see Tower of Power and War in concert. That's coming up right now. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Missing Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests in Portland. Oregonians standing up against President Trump's expanding plans to send federal troops into more American cities to fight crime. Last night, a federal judge temporarily blocked him from dispatching the National Guard to Portland. State Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Overnight, Illinois' governor announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago.
People shot and killed. And Priska gets up and says, what a wonderful place it is. They need help.
Israeli and Hamas leaders are meeting in Egypt today to discuss President Trump's sweeping peace plan for Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Patta from Jerusalem.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand. And many Israelis believe the danger lies within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, where his right-wing allies have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas is not destroyed.
The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today, and President Trump's agenda will be front and center. CBS's Jan Crawford.
First up on Tuesday is a case involving so-called conversion therapy. Next week, the court's going to take up what could be one of the most significant cases of the upcoming session, whether or not states can draw up congressional districts along minority lines, racial redistricting.
A report says the Trump administration is ready to make it tougher for older Americans to qualify for Social Security disability payments.
The plan would have officials eliminating age as a factor in determining eligibility or raising the eligible age to 60. It would also update labor market data to eliminate certain kinds of jobs that are now obsolete. The Washington Post says 750,000 people could lose benefits worth some $82 billion over 10 years. Peter King, CBS News.
Couldn't make it to a theater to join all the other Swifties decked out in sequins and glitter? Swift has just released her music video for Ophelia, the first from her new Life of a Showgirl album for everyone to see. The album dropped Friday, and it's already broken a single-day streaming record on Spotify. The companion behind-the-scenes film topped the weekend box office with $33 million in domestic sales. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. A Racine man was stranded for nearly 4 hours on Lake Michigan before being rescued Friday night. The 37-year-old drifted about a mile from North Beach on a swimming tube and couldn't swim back against the current. Rescue teams used boats, jet skis, and thermal cameras to find him. He was found about a mile north of the beach and was treated for dehydration, exhaustion, and hypothermia. The man said the current pulled him out at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and he had no way to signal for help. A little tuck-pointing work will impact City Hall in Racine for about a month. The city says starting today, crews will begin tuck-pointing work on the west side of City Hall. The project is expected to take 4 weeks. That means the west entrance will be closed, with parking limited on that side as well. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch, with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday, 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
We're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I still miss my family back home. I got the grandmother that gives cheap gifts every year. Every time holidays rolls around, she gives socks, underwear, miniature Bibles, things like that. That's damn near free, but she gives it to you as a gift, right? So last year, she gave all the grandkids gift cards, which is new. She wrapped them up in an envelope so we wouldn't see the amount. She just told us, hey, this is what store it's to. So my gift card was to Best Buy. I go to Best Buy, Black Friday, do some shopping. I'm waiting in line for 2 hours. I open up the envelope. It's a $5 gift card to Best Buy. $5. Can you believe that? I couldn't even buy batteries with that gift card, man. I'm standing in Best Buy on Black Friday getting Skittles. Thanks, Grandma.
I want
Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, 809, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Genesee Theater in Waukegan presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. It's the horn-driven sound of Tower and Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. We've got tickets to give away coming up at this hour. You may win them from WRJN. But first, odd but true, every airline requires their pilot and co-pilot to eat different meals just in case something's wrong with the food. Who gets to choose their meal first, huh?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near. A sign of weakness, for a
When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Love, and 816 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Tower of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all their hits from Soul with a Capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Tower of Power and War at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Saturday, November 1st. Get your ticket to the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can win a pair right now. That's right. I'll give you a pair of tickets. Give me a call and I'll plunk down on one of the callers and give them a pair of tickets to go see War and Tower of Power at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on November 1st. Boy, that was quick. I didn't even give the phone number out. You there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You won the tickets. I didn't give the phone number out. Would you have the phone number written down?
Yes, I do.
All right. What's your first name?
Orlando.
Orlando. And what town do you live in, Orlando?
Racine,
Orlando. You're going to go to the Genesee Theater and see Tower of Power and War. Why can't we be friends? Remember that song?
Great.
Right, hold on, Orlando. I got to get some information from you, okay?
All righty.
Hold on. That'll go anywhere. All right. Good morning. And we have more tickets to give away. Orlando didn't win the only pair. We got a couple more to give away at WRJN. 817, guess what it's time for? Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globes have announced 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, then look no further than Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. They've been family-owned and operated for 95 years, and they offer a great selection of new and used vehicles plus outstanding service. With no high pressure or sales tricks ever, you will always spend less and you will always get more at Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop in today or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's, truly a family-owned dealership.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hey, the morning show on WRJN, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason. And now, the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. For you.
Racing from the Flamingos. I only have eyes for you. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Well, we didn't have any for the past couple of weeks, but now we're going to have them. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 78. My brown lawn will love it. More showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows 57, a gradual clearing tomorrow. Right now, the sun is shining bright. A beautiful morning at Radio Park, 65 degrees. Couple in England met and fell in love because of a weird phone number mix-up. Here's what happened. The woman got a new phone number, and the guy got her old one. So their Snapchat accounts became linked, and she was getting messages from his friends. She sent a text to her old number to iron things out. They started chatting, eventually started dating, and got married. Ah, sounds like a Lifetime movie, doesn't it? Isn't that something, how weird things work out like that? And here's what he probably said to her, and she said to him, I think I love you. You're the Partridge Family. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
I think I love you.
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 Wilbert Harris in Kansas City. It's exactly 8:30 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Let's check that local news right now. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet, but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. A Racine man was stranded for nearly 4 hours on Lake Michigan before being rescued Friday night. The 37-year-old drifted about a mile from North Beach on a swimming tube and couldn't swim back against the current. Rescue teams used boats, jet skis, and thermal cameras to find him. He was found about a mile north of the beach and was treated for dehydration, exhaustion, and hypothermia. The man said the current pulled him out at about 3:30 in the afternoon and he had no way to signal for help. A little tuck-pointing work will impact City Hall in Racine for about a month. The city says starting today, crews will begin tuck-pointing work on the west side of City Hall. The project is expected to take 4 weeks. That means the west entrance will be closed, with parking limited on that side as well. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch, with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you gotta come back during summer. You gotta come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. You gotta come back during summer. You gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't want to come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. But for those 13-odd days, it's worth it.
Oh.
Ghost of the Rising Sun, The Animals. What a classic. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. They didn't do the original version. It was a jazz singer, I think, did the original version of House of the Rising Sun. I can't even tell you who it was. I just remember hearing about it. It's 8:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Highs near 78, sunshine 65 right now at Radio Park. All right, BuzzFeed asked people to share the weirdest things they've ever gotten trick-or-treating. Here are some of the best ones. Potato salad in a plastic bag. Would you eat that? A pack of cigarettes, and I don't mean a candy pack. I mean a real pack of cigarettes. And live goldfish. Who gave those out? Now, I got some weird ones when I was trick-or-treating. We had paper bags we were trick-or-treating with at the time, and this lady used to give out apples and plop right through the bottom of the paper bag. Then there was a lady who gave two pennies out. Here you go. Here's some money. What am I going to do with that? Two pennies. Come on, lady. Put a buck in there or something, but not two pennies. But I think the best one was we had a guy on our block. He worked for Nabisco. And what he used to get was, this is back in the 60s, he got these boxes and boxes of expired Oreo cookies. And he used to give those out. And I remember seeing in his living room, they were piled up to the ceiling. Just boxes and boxes of Oreos. Again, they were expired, but who cares? You know, you're a kid. You're, you know, 10 years old. What do you care if they're expired? And he used to give those out. So, and when I went trick-or-treating, you could trick-or-treat any hour of the day or night. It started when you woke up, you finally ended when nobody answered their doors anymore at night. But we used to go in the morning, then on the way home from school, and again in the evening to get the boxes of Oreo cookies. He didn't know. He didn't care. He just wanted to get rid of them. Again, they were expired, but, you know, we didn't care. 8:41, local news, timeless hits. Maybe that's why it turned out like I did. Here's Charlie Rich, Behind Closed Doors.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. To talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get
said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now. Say you got to me now.
That's Neil Diamond, You Got to Me, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. He retired. He's got Parkinson's, but he sang recently. He was at, I forget where he was. Was he at a ball game or something? And he got up and sang, and he sounded great. Neil Diamond. Sorry he had to retire, but wow. Police in near Flint, Michigan saved seven squirrels whose tails got tangled together. That can happen with baby squirrels that share a nest. There's even a term for it, believe it or not. A group of squirrels with their tails tangled is called a squirrel king. Never knew that before, and I looked it up the other day, and it's true. And this might be a record because Wikipedia keeps a running list of squirrel king incidents. It goes back to 1989. According to that list, the previous record was six squirrels. This was seven squirrels, a brand new record.
Big deals.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777 That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone and the night is so long. So we started to dance in my arms, she felt so
Jay and the Americans, come a little bit closer. 8:53 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for some showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 78. I know it doesn't look like it now, but they claim it's going to happen today. 60% chance. Same for tonight. Lows around 59. And a gradual clearing tomorrow. Right now it's sunshiny, 65 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, I found a list of everyday things that you probably never realized had a purpose. You ever get a Bic pen and there's a hole in the top of the pen cap? You know what it's there for? In case you choke on it, air can get through. Sometimes you buy some nice clothing, there's an extra piece of fabric in one of the pockets. It's not there in case you need a patch. It's there so you can test laundry detergent on it before you, you know, put the pan, put the pants in the washing machine and ruin them all. And finally, you know that hole at the end of a tape measure? It's there so you can hook it onto a nail or a screw, and then you can stretch out the tape measure. Normally, you think you need two people, one person to hold it, one person to stretch it out. No, just put the put that through the nail, and you're all set to go. See, we're here to help you. Look at these handy-dandy items, and we're telling you how to use them. Local news, timeless hits, WRJ and Joe South. Here's the games people play.
La 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 la
night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Joe South, games people play. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to welcome Aaron McCullum back to the radio station. He's from Marine Credit Union. We're going to discuss the workshops that he recently hosted at the Racine Public Library, along with additional community events and ways to properly budget for the upcoming holiday season. We always get ourselves in trouble. We spend more than we have, and then come January, uh-oh. So he's going to help you out with that as well. That's tomorrow, a little after 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus. He's got the Wax Museum and Cindy Huber in again this week for Kurt Ballman. She's in at 2 o'clock today. And we've got the Brewers and Cubbies tonight right here at WRJN. But first,
you are all the woman.
Baby, shake my hand.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A federal judge has once again blocked President Trump from sending troops into Portland, Oregon. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The administration arguing that these troops are needed to protect federal property and federal law enforcement. The administration has appealed this latest ruling, this latest order, so this will continue to play out in the court.
Protests in Portland have been growing since the president announced the plan.